Father, I confess that there are parts of my heart that are terrified to let go of self-determination. There are parts of me that are terrified to be out of control of my life. And yet I believe that you long for me to be yielded to you, my whole heart. To be under your kindness, your love, and your provision, so that your life might flow through me to nourish me and come to the life of others. I pray that you would heal my heart, you would restore it so that it might come under you. I break an agreement with self-determination, self-reliance, self-sufficiency, independence, and control. And I agree with you. I say, you are my King. You are my Lord. You are my God. You are the one who sees me. And I have seen the one who sees me. So I receive you, God. I receive you in this place. I ask that you would allow me to become, that I would become what you intended since before you created all the earth, that I would become whole, I would become intact, I would become true, I'd become good soil so that you might plant and establish your kingdom, your city in me, that it might provide your life to others. Father, I want to be yours. I want more. I want more. I want more. So show me where in my life I am not yielded. Show me. Show me. I confess every part that's resisted you. I ask that you would dismantle everything false in me. I ask that you would dismantle my self-interest, my self-promotion. I ask that you would dismantle my self-determination. I long to be a powerful man. I ask that you would make me whole and holy before you make me powerful. Make me whole and holy. Father, I acknowledge how I have built an elaborate construction of a self out of shame and fear. And I once again renounce shame, a spirit of shame. And I renounce a spirit of fear over my life. I break agreements that I have made in these places, and I agree with you. I ask that you would minister to every place that has been shamed, admired in self-reproach. And you would minister to every place that has been ruled by fear and snared by the fear of man. And I pray that you would restore me. I pray that your love and your delight and your acceptance would flow into those places. I give you permission to expose me. I give you permission to make me aware, intimately aware of my false self. I give you permission to disentangle through your fierce kindness. Disentangle my false from my true. You begin to dismantle the false man. And nourish and feed and grow the true man, cultivating a habit for that true man, a habitat for that man. Lord, I break every limit that I've made on who you can be in my life and what you can do. Jesus, I give you full access, your life, your death, your resurrection, your ascension. You have become my life, and your life is inextinguishable. And so I receive your life, and I choose union with you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in your wildness, in your intimacy, in your pace, in your fierceness, in your tenderness. Have your way with me, Holy Spirit. I give you permission. Breathe your breath, your fire, your life. Help me to laugh more and cry more. And access my heart. Father, I give you access. I give you permission. your inheritance is my inheritance, and I have refused it for so long. I've refused it. I've cowered at fear of judgment and conditional love. But your heart is good and strong and kind, and you are ever relentless in your pursuit to restore your place as my safe refuge and my rock and my strong tower. And so I take refuge in your life. I receive your inheritance. I receive your favor. I receive the reality that I am your beloved son. I'm your chosen one, and you delight in me. You accept me as I am, not as I ought to be. You love me because you love me because you love me. I receive your love, Papa. I receive your love, Abba. I receive your love, Father. I pray, God, that you would expose my motives. You would shine your light. You would allow me to go below the waterline and dig deeper and deeper until I hit the bottom. I pray that you would validate how I feel. And I pray that you would expose all my motives. Father, I know that wisdom calls out. Wisdom is your offering. Wisdom was the craftsman at your side. And in the busyness of this world, in the hurriness, the wisdom calls out. It calls out on heights where the paths meet at the intersection of the narrow road and the wide road. Wisdom calls out. It's more precious than rubies, and nothing I desire can compare to her. I receive your wisdom. I receive that which you created that was the craftsman at your side to interpret my reality. And I surrender a worldview based on gifting and knowledge. I receive a worldview based on the wisdom of the kingdom of God. I stand against all my enemies. I stand against a spirit of busyness and hurriedness. I name it as the spirit over this age, the spirit over my kingdom, my domain, my life and walk and calling. And I forbid it to operate against me in my house, in my work, in my play, in my technology, in my marriage, in my parenting, in my friendships, in my body, soul, and spirit. I bind busyness and hurriedness in Jesus' name. I announce that busyness, you are the enemy of intimacy. And intimacy is my treasure that flows out of my union with my God. And so I renounce you and I forbid you to operate in the authority of Jesus Christ. I invite union. Union with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I receive your intimacy. I bind a spirit of entitlement that has found its way into my heart, and I break every agreement that I have made with entitlement, every whispering voice that says, I deserve it. It is my right. I have earned it. Jesus, I renounce those in the authority of Christ, and I say that I have been crucified with you. I am dead to sin. I am alive to you. I am a yielded man, and my life comes solely because it's a provision from the heavens. And so I break every agreement with entitlement, and I make every agreement with your provision, neither riches nor poverty, but only my daily bread. I ask, God, that you would shine your light on the enemy's personal strategy to destroy me, that you would train me to know my enemy and come against him and defeat him by your power and your love. I confess, Father, all the ways I have elevated myself and self-promoted. I confess every way I've not taken the lowest seat at the table, that I have made a place for myself where you have not made it impossible. I pray that you would show me the path to take a lower seat. Show me what's next. I choose a lower seat until you raise me up. I renounce every shortcut that I've taken and every shortcut I've arranged for, and I confess that there are no shortcuts in the masculine journey, and there are no shortcuts to becoming an oak of righteousness. And so I ask that you would shine your light on the long road, on the narrow road, on the holy road, and that you would provide joy at every mile marker. I choose the long road and the low road, and I break every agreement I've made of believing that shortcuts are mine. I ask that you would rebuild my framework on this decade, that you would show me what you meant when you have set something in the heart of every man that's universal. What does it mean to be a generalist? What does it mean to be a man? And I pray that you would father me as a craftsman, that you would continue or invite me into a space to be apprenticed for a decade, to have 10,000 hours of apprenticeship with you and from you, with the Father being initiated. I ask that you would show me risk, show me how to take risks, show me where I've felt that the stakes are so big, but you're saying, come with me, take holy risks, exercise my courage, grow it in me. I pray that you would fan into flames the desires that you've set in my heart, and I pray that you would disentangle them from fulfillment. And I pray that you would show me how to bring desire and fulfillment to the table for you to speak to and bring into my life. I choose to trust you, God, with all of my financial assets and all of my needs. I declare that I am your asset manager, that you have entrusted with me as a steward in the kingdom of God with kingdom resources. Show me how much is enough. Show me how much is enough for my role in your story. I pray that you would shine your light and you would shepherd me as your asset manager. I want to have all that can't be bought. I want to be a wealthy man. And so I open my heart to, in the fullness of my domain, to receive the wealth of the kingdom of God. And I renounce the riches of this world to provide me happiness. I say I am wealthy in all that can't be bought. And I ask that you would open the storehouses of the kingdom of God through all of your creation to fill in me the wealth of the kingdom. I pray that you would grow in me generosity, that you would meet me in the pain of sacrifice. You would grow in me, nurture and cultivate the generosity, the piece of your character that alone is expressed through the generosity that you've bestowed on me to offer to others. Show me where to be generous, how to be generous, and how to grow in my generosity. Father, I declare that everyone has been given something, but not everything to everyone. And so what is it that's my something? What is my something? What is my peace? And how do I run with that? Jesus, I don't want to waste my pain. I don't want to waste my suffering. And so I choose you. I choose you, God, over understanding. I choose you. I meet you in the mystery. I meet you in the pain. And I ask that you would show me life, that you would not waste my pain and I would not waste my pain, but I would be good soil. I agree with a decade of apprenticeship with kingdom living. I agree with a decade of being apprenticed in your kingdom. Coach me, train me, father me, show me. Show me how to walk in it. Show me the lifestyle. I ask that you would baptize my understanding of time, Lord, that it would be consecrated to the kingdom of God and it would come under your way and under your rule. Bring it into alignment with the kingdom of God. Show me how to live in the day and measure in the decade. I choose to be present with you. Present with you in this day, in this breath, in this moment, in this story. I stand against every spirit of regret and spirit of worry, every thief that has stolen from the past and from the future and has stolen my present moment. I agree that this is where you live, God, in my heart, in this present moment. And so I take it back. I take back my present moment and ask that you would teach me and guide me in fathering me and being present. God, teach me how to play. Teach me how to play. I ask that you would show me more. Show me how you are playful and that you want my heart to rest in the joy of the kingdom through play. Let joy be my accelerator as it was yours. Show me joy. Show me laughter. Show me how to be your beloved son. Show me how to rest. Grow me in rest, to take a real rest, as you say in your scripture. I recapture the Sabbath, whatever it is that you meant by Sabbath. Show me below the waterline how to get it back, how to protect it in a world that wants to destroy it. Show me what it means to rest in you, to rest daily and weekly, yearly. I invite rest into my life. I give you my work. I give you the category of work. And I withdraw from work my need for validation and my search for identity. And I name that you alone bestow identity. And so I pray, Father, that you would bestow afresh your identity. Who am I? What do you think of me? Do I have what it takes to walk in the kingdom role that you are entrusting to my care? Show me what it is to work less, to drop my pencil at 5, to give my strength, and to learn and to grow and to offer, and to only bring to it what you intend. I give you my physiology, my body, my soul and spirit. I want to be well and strong and clean and whole. Show me what's next. I give you all my relationships. I give you these hidden years, and I ask that you would manage my time and my energy. I ask that you would manage my time and energy as if you were me living my life. I give you my marriage, and I speak unity over it. Show me what it is to be we. Show me what it is to live in union with my wife, where your blessing lives. Take me into your scriptures and show me what you meant for marriage before the fall. Help me cultivate this we. Help me come into the center of her pain and her need, not to defend or change, but simply to meet her and be her advocate. Help me to forgive. Help me to receive forgiveness from her and from others. Show me where I need to seek forgiveness. And cultivate in me a capacity to forgive because I have been forgiven by you. I give you my parenting. I give you my children, both now or for the future. I ask that you would coach me and shepherd me of what it means to be in quality time with them, present and accounted for, and for them to have my best and my most. What does that look like, God? What does it look like to not rely on them for my happiness, but come offering a strength and love, apprenticing them in the kingdom of God and inviting them into your larger story? I ask for peers. You would strengthen the ones I have and you would bring new ones that I don't. Show me where to boldly and with great discernment sign treaties with a few. I pray that you would lead the men that want what I want, that I might disciple. Show me the thirsty ones and show me how to invite them to come along. I ask for you to bring mentors and fathers in the faith to me. Show me the ancient road and the men upon it. I am your son. I am your king. I say your kingdom come. I say your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I choose you. I choose you. I choose to become good soil. I invite you into this decade to shape, to orient, to lead, and to guide. Father me through it. I unite my heart with your heart. I open myself to your intimacy. I receive your peace. I receive your strength. I receive your acceptance. And I receive your love. Breathe your breath. I love you. I receive your love. Amen.